1 Timothy chapter 2, we're going to begin with the first verse. First of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, in order that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, he who gave himself as a ransom for the testimony born at the proper time. And for this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying, as a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Therefore, I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension. Likewise, I want women to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modestly and discreetly, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly garments, but rather by means of good works as befit women making a claim to godliness. Let a woman quietly receive instruction with entire submissiveness, but I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet. For it was Adam who was first created and then Eve, and it was not Adam who was deceived, but the woman, being quite deceived, fell into transgression. But women shall be preserved through the bearing of the children, if they continue in faith and love and sanctity with self-restraint. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for the instructions that you are giving us as we are studying through these letters that Paul wrote to these young pastors. And I just pray, Father, that you'd give us wisdom and understanding, that we would not twist or take out of context the things that are said. And I pray that you would just be glorified by our efforts to understand you more completely and to follow the law as you have given us direction. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. So you recall that we are studying in these three letters, 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus, Paul is writing to a couple of young pastors, and he is giving them instructions as the types of things he should be sharing with his congregation. And so again this morning in chapter 2, Paul writing to Timothy is giving some general direction as to how we are to live and to minister in the world around us. And so that's what we're attempting here. Now, some of the things that I will say this morning will probably be considered controversial in our day and age, but I just want you to remember that God has given us a message for eternity, and that the concepts that God gives us are not to restrict us from having fun and freedom and position or anything else like that, but God has called us to a way of life that is gives us glory, or gives God glory, and gives us the best understanding of how to live a full and abundant life. So let's just dig right in here with verse 1, chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men. So right off the bat, Paul is speaking to us about our prayer life to begin with. And this is the concept of intercessory prayer for our brothers and sisters in Christ that is given here, and for the general populace and for the leaders of our society as well. All those are included in this concept that Paul's talking about this morning. When he says, first of all, in verse 1, he's not talking about first importance. This is just the first concept he's going to discuss. So it's not, it's just a jumping off spot to begin to instruct Timothy as to the common responsibilities of the believer in the real world. You got to start somewhere, so he starts here. Elsewhere, he will make clear that some of the statements that he made are of higher priority, so to speak, than just this particular area. So we are to make entreaties and prayers and petitions. And really, when you look at the wording and the Greek, as best we can figure out, and anything else, it's not really all that simple to determine what the nuances are between these three areas. There is most likely just speaking of a general need for us to pray for a group of people and an individual need of prayer, so that we would pray in general for certain people and specifically for other people. You know, we can make a general petition, like, you know, give the leaders of our country wisdom and understanding as they're going about their business, or we can be very specific, asking that a particular senator or representative it should be strengthened by God, as we are talking in those mains. I mean, each one of you in this room here this morning, I have a specific time every week that I pray for you by name and lift up whatever concerns I know there are, or just what I have observed and think I ought to be praying for you about that particular item. So that's specific. And then I will pray at times just for the congregation, just that we would have good fellowship, that we would have better understanding of God's purpose and things like that. So these are the entreaties and the prayers and the petitions that we are putting forth. So we're talking about general needs of the population. We're talking about individual needs of individuals. We lift up prayer for our church. We lift up prayer for the leadership, both in our church and in the government. These are all areas that are important to us. I have often stated that I think that prayer is one of the neglected ministries of the church. We just, as individuals at least, we just seem to fail to take the time or to remember. Now, I don't think that you have to be like a George Mueller where you spend 4 hours a day in prayer. If you could just give it 4 or 5 minutes, I think you can cover most of the bases and such like that. But prayer is a thing of just reminding us that we're not alone, that God is sovereign, that he's working his plan, and that all of us are human and fail and have needs and certainly need to be supported by our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so he goes on and talks about the authorities, verse 2, kings and all those who are in authority, in order that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all